Hi, I'm Tina, and you're listening to This Ugly Beauty Business. I'm going to warn you right now, this episode is completely unscripted, and I'm sorry. I'm a notoriously bad speaker, but I've been recording all day, and I have some quick announcements to make before I lose my voice completely. All my kids are home. You're probably going to hear them making lots of noise. It's like I tell them to be quiet, and they go out of their way to be exceptionally loud. So any banging, screaming, or shouting you may hear, like, I've got 4,500 square feet of house. They're just so loud. They fill up every space of it. It may seem like the site has been dormant since February, but nothing could be further from the truth. We've been working really hard to establish and configure some amazing new systems and features on the site, all of which have officially launched today. From the time my blog started gaining traction, subscribers have been asking if they could donate or contribute in some way, but I always turned them down. When Patreon became a thing, those requests came more frequently. For those of you who are unaware, Patreon is a site where fans of content creator can donate money to that creator's project. In exchange, the creator usually provides their fans with cool perks. I love that idea, but I didn't love the idea of using a third-party platform or paying them a percentage of the donations, so I created my own system. For $50 a year, supporters of This Ugly Beauty Business will receive VIP status. As VIP members, they'll receive access to VIP-exclusive articles, videos, and podcast episodes. They'll get full access to our online community, a subscription to my monthly VIP newsletter, and early access to new articles, courses, and products a full month before they're released to the public. We now have online classes. The first two are available right now. Know Your Rights is an in-depth course designed to teach beauty professionals everything they need to know about their rights in the workplace, and the second installment of the course, Know Your Rights Contracts, covers everything contract-related. If you check out the course listings page, which I have linked in the show notes, you can see the other classes I'm developing right now, too. I'll be releasing one each quarter this year. I've also finished building an online community, which is built right into the site. Recently, I made the decision to shut down my Facebook group. I had a lot of really valid reasons for doing so, and if you're interested in learning why Facebook definitely isn't the best place for respectful, productive discussion, and why the new, fully moderated community provides a much better experience, you can check out the video I made about it. It's also linked in the show notes. If you subscribe to my email newsletter, you've likely noticed that I've actually sent you an email for once. I know, that kind of thing rarely happens, right? Well, expect it to start arriving once a month like clockwork, twice a month if you're a VIP member. Part of these major changes included moving off MailChimp and establishing my own integrated mail server. If you couldn't tell, I'm not a fan of third parties or paying for things if I don't absolutely have to. That's why you won't see me hosting my store on Shopify, teaching courses on Udemy, taking donations through Patreon, or paying MailChimp or Constant Contact to reach my subscribers. If you're willing to learn and do the work, you can accomplish all of that stuff for free in a way that allows you to retain full control over your business and your data. High fives all around. For those of you asking why I'm not appearing at Premiere or either of the international beauty shows this year, I'm pregnant again, just over 6 months. If you're new here, this will be my fifth baby. Yeah, you heard that right. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. If you've been around a while, you know that I've always been really open about my struggles with infertility. I've written about it several times because I know a lot of women, including those in our industry, experience the same. And if sharing my experiences helps to validate someone else's and makes them feel less alone, it's worth taking the time to do so. If you're one of those women who has reached out to me because of our shared experiences, you're probably going to hate me just a little bit right now. This was a spontaneous pregnancy. No treatments, no tests, no self-administered injections, no daily ultrasounds, no beta hell. I didn't even have any symptoms and didn't find out this kid existed until I was nearly 4 months pregnant. Yeah, I know. I sort of hate other women who get pregnant on accident too. If you're glaring at your phone or whatever right now, I'm not judging you. Well, I don't want to be one of those people who says, look, if it happened to me, maybe it'll happen for you. Because we hate those people. I do want to tell you that my doctors were legit baffled by this. So don't bank on a miracle pregnancy and stop your treatments, but maybe don't assume your infertility negates the need for birth control. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I covered everything. Like I said, I have been recording since 8 a.m. this morning nonstop, and it's 6 p.m. now. So I'm going to stop doing this and lay down in my bed, drink a ton of water. Anyways, thank you so much for supporting this ugly beauty business. I'm looking forward to focusing full time on providing just great content and classes and really helpful products. And I'm just bad at words. I'm sorry. My brain is mush. I'm really tired. I'd love to be that peppy blogger that has all the perfect podcast episodes and the beautifully curated Instagram, but I'm sorry. I'm not her. And keep an eye on your podcast player because you're about to get all of the episodes that I neglected to record during the winter season. You're welcome. And away I go.